There's no place like Ticket Stop. There's no place like Ticket Stop.
As Dorothy can tell you, there's no place like Ticket Stop. Summer Ticket Stop 2005. You can peek behind the curtain of the mothership. See all the ticket guys in action during Wheels Off Roundtables. Free autographs from Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson, plus Dallas star Bill Guerin, and Cowboys Darren Woodson and Jason Witten. The Time Wasters perform on Friday night, and there'll be plenty to see and do in our own little magical world of Oz.
There's no place like Ticket Stop. There's no place like Ticket Stop.
Hummer Ticket Stop 2005, February 18th and 19th at the Plano Center. Brought to you by Noritz America and Sports Radio 1310, theticket.com. Can the Patriots join the Cowboys as winners of 3 Super Bowls in 4 years? All the ticket guys and ticket shows are live in Jacksonville for Super Bowl 39. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:18. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line from Jacksonville, where it's just about already dark out there, isn't it? I'll be darned. Anyway, we have the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola coming up here in just a little bit. And then a little bit later on, we've got some more tales from Media Day to get into, because we are down here in Jacksonville for the Super Bowl, which is Sunday. It is Super Bowl 39 between the dreaded and feared and the Patriots. But right now, it's 5:19 on the Ticket.
He's got a grasp of the obvious. He's obvious man. He's obvious man. He'll ask stupid questions and piss you off. He's obvious man. 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 He's got a grasp of the obvious. He's obvious man.
Well, look who's here. Look who shows up at the Super Bowl. It is our buddy, Obvious Man.
How's it going, Holmes?
Doing great. Don't Holmes me. How are you?
All right. Who'd have thought you'd be here?
Hi. Who are you? Who is this? I've not met
you. You don't know these two?
I'm Holmes.
This is Dan.
Dan?
You can Holmes him.
Good to meet you.
And that's Bob. That's the Sterminator. Remember
Bob?
Sterminator?
Hey!
Remember the Sterminator? He used to be on at nights a long time ago and he'd exterminate people?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was known for that.
You done good for yourself, kiddo.
I'd knight him.
Yeah. Throw him in the dungeon?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Awesome.
Well, what brings you to Jacksonville, man?
Great. Pretty random, huh?
Yeah, very random.
Super Bowl's here and I am too.
I got to tell you, I didn't expect to see you.
What are these cameras? Coral.
Oh, those are web cameras. You're on TV.
Ah, what's up? What's up, Coral. Ladies? How's it going?
Hey, look, he
you
did his
see
thing.
The goods?
He asked you an obvious question.
I did.
Very good.
To you.
You do it all the time.
You know, you have a grasp for the obvious.
I do.
No, it wasn't a stupid question, and it didn't piss me off. That's the thing.
So I was down here for Media
exactly
Day.
Right.
I love Media Day, man. It's pretty much my favorite day of the year.
Yeah.
Because you got 150 athletes down there just waiting. Just waiting for it. So it's funny. I go down to the Eagles Media Day, and I know you guys are from Dallas, right? You guys still doing a show in Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
That's cool. Just catching up.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there's a former Eagle player
there.
Where
you been all this time? We're catching up. Where you been all this time?
I got stuff going on, man. I don't have to deal with you all the time now. I got other gigs.
Okay? Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you on Maxim Radio?
I've been on there, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sure. Sure. So, anyway, I find a former Cowboy player. Thought that might impress you guys. Keith Adams?
Sure.
You guys remember him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's working that Cowboy angle.
Sure. So I go hunt down Keith Adams, and I'm talking to him. I'm doing my thing with him and everything, and I keep looking at the guy, and I'm thinking, man, I know that I have interviewed this guy before. And so I call back to the station, and sure enough, I, as Obvious Man, had interviewed him before.
Oh, my.
Yes.
What do you mean, I as Ob? You are Obvious
what do you mean?
Man, right?
Right, right. It's just something I have to clarify for people who might get. They say I sound like a lot of kids down there at the station, so I got to, you know.
Like the overcusser.
I got to make that known. What? So
I don't think he knows who that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Inside joke.
So it was a very tense Keith Adams interview that I had with him a couple of years ago.
Right.
If I do remember.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to how thrashed he is with these questions, and then he gets thrashed even worse at the Super Bowl. So here is a couple of years ago when he was a Cowboy.
And the Giants are coming to town this week. You guys got beat in your, you know, in your first division game. This will be your second division game.
Every game is important, just like the rest of them. But division game, you know, you just have to step it up even much more because it's in the division. So we just want to prepare this week like we never prepared before, and just, you know, everybody focus in even harder.
And the Giants have they got a white cornerback in Seahorn. You see, this is a wave of the future that there'll be many white cornerbacks maybe next year.
I can't really say. I don't know. It really doesn't matter, you know, the color of a person. It's just about them getting the job done. If he can get the job done, then, you know, the best will play.
Good answer, good answer. The Giants, they'll be coming in either from New York or New Jersey, I'm assuming.
Right. They'll be coming in from New York and New Jersey.
Comment on that?
No comment.
All right. Would a win this week improve your record?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely will improve our record.
Sure.
Every win improves the confidence.
Okay. You guys, you know, you stormed the field after Cundiff made that field goal. Would we have seen the same celebration if he would have missed?
No, I'm quite sure he wouldn't see the same celebration, though. You know what I mean? You would want to win the game, but then... Well, we just had to go overtime and just, you know, continue to play.
Dave Campo, is he Italian?
I have no comment on that. I don't know.
Okay. You break this game down. Basically, it's you break it down into quarters, and it would seem that if you do that, you'll have four parts to the game.
Every quarter is more than every quarter. You want every quarter, then you should have won the game.
Good answer, Keith. Coaches, are they talking to you guys a lot in practice?
Yeah, they're trying to correct us and, you know, just see things that we might need to do better technique-wise and just, you know, to keep on trying to allow us to improve.
The name Giants, is that a nickname?
It's a team name.
Any comments on that?
No.
Okay. And do you think there's a good shot that we'll see some highlights of this game coming up after the game on ESPN? Will we see highlights of the game?
We definitely should.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Keith Adams. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, bro.
Wow. The best was four quarters.
Yeah. You break that down into... four parts.
I kind of liked how division games are more difficult because they're in the division. And that was his answer. It wasn't your question.
I kind of like that question that still...
What?
I kind of like that question that still remains pretty unclarified as to whether the Giants will be coming from New York or New Jersey.
Yeah.
Better get more players on to ask that.
All right, so...
your comments?
Armed with that, I approached him today, and...
So here you are, you see Keith Adams, and did you, I guess you weren't aware then that you had interviewed him before?
Not at all. Totally forgot.
All right, let's listen to, is that all the setup we
need
here? All right, let's listen to what happened today when Keith Adams once again ran into Obvious Man.
In this game?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely prepared to win it. You know, we know we got a great opponent. We got a lot of respect for him. But we definitely come down here to win the game.
And you guys are the NFC champs.
That's right. We are the NFC champs. You know, and we just want to come down here and just play our best football.
There's a lot of people who like football around here.
Yeah.
Will winning this game make you guys happy?
Oh, it'll make us extremely happy. Take the Lombardi Trophy back to Philadelphia, it'll make us real happy.
Happier than if you lose.
Yeah.
Much. Footballs, they aren't perfectly round.
No, they're not.
Makes it hard to grab.
Huh?
Makes it hard to grab.
Nah, it doesn't make it that hard to grab.
Will Sunday be exciting?
It'll be very exciting.
Okay. Are there any more games... after this?
No.
supposed to be the last one.
Pro Bowl.
Okay. If you had to choose between scoring a touchdown and a field goal, what do you choose?
Touchdown.
Why is that?
More points.
Okay, that's fair enough. And are you guys done practicing, or will there be more?
A lot more.
Before the game?
Definitely before the game.
Okay. Whoever wins this game will have a Super Bowl title.
That's right.
Will that make you happy?
Extremely.
All right, that's Keith Adams from Dallas.
Thanks.
Wow.
He was leering at me.
You think he realized that he had been through this before?
I don't know. That's when I ran back to call the station to see if he'd been on before, because I kept looking at him going, I've done this same thing with this guy. And I remember the exact same look from before.
Well, who did you talk to back there to find that out?
One of the board ops.
Now, did you have annoyed newspaper man looking over your shoulder the whole time?
No, I didn't. I had anybody looking over my shoulder, thank God. He was down on the field, though. He was one of the few guys that I talked to down on the field, because it's easier to get those guys up in the stands. But
so now, did he say anything to you after it was over?
No. Just thought, I'm sure, what a moron.
Well, I mean, it's conceivable, I guess, he could win the Super Bowl and not be that happy.
I guess, yeah.
Maybe you're having a bad day.
Well, you certainly lived up to your advertisement of asking stupid questions and pissing you off.
Thank you.
I hope he can still play on Sunday, as pissed off as he is.
Nice. It's been good meeting you guys. I really appreciate you coming up and supporting the show.
Hammer.
He can't make it, so thanks for stepping in for him.
That's what we do.
Okay, I appreciate it. Mike?
Well, where are you going, man?
I got to go.
You don't want to hang around for a while?
No, I'm off.
Snake!
Where are you going?
Why don't you talk to Mickey? Ask Mickey some stuff.
No, I got a little thing to do with Maxim Radio.
Oh, you
Snake.
Do?
Yeah. So, you know how that goes. Gotta go.
Like, what would an obvious question be to those guys?
You guys like BJs?
I don't understand.
Mark that.
I'm gonna have to go now.
Snake!
All right, I think obvious man is too.
Snake.
Just about had enough for one day, for one year at the Super Bowl.
See you later.
All right, see you later, man.
Is that an obvious question?
That is obvious, man. There, the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola is next.